The Guardian.
You're more than your day job. You know that. If you're interested in starting your own side gig, then check out the Side Hustle series from Guardian Labs and theguardian.com/sidehustle. Helpful videos, articles, and a podcast, all brought to you by Squarespace. When you're ready to build your website for your side hustle, head to squarespace.com. Their sites look professionally designed, regardless of skill level, no coding required. You build your website with these intuitive, easy-to-use tools. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start your free trial site today. Go to squarespace.com. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Hello and welcome to the Daily's Oscar nomination special. I'm Henry Barnes, and joining me to talk about the latest going-ons in the world of glitz and gongs are Catherine Shord and Benjamin Lee. Catherine and Ben, the nominations for the 88th Oscars, which are being held in LA at the end of next month, were announced today. Who was the big winner in terms of the number of nominations, Ben?
The Revenant got 12 nominations, which is in the lead, and Mad Max Fury Road with 10. Doesn't always mean they're going to win Best Picture, though. I think it means they're the most technical films, and they're also well-reviewed, too. So things like Spotlight are going to have less nominations because it can't really sneak into, you know, best special effects from lots of the typing and stuff, really. So I think The Revenant being out in lead doesn't always mean that it's going to be a Best Picture winner.
Catherine, you happy?
I'm happy, yeah. I think that that's quite a comprehensive result for The Revenant, actually. I think getting nominated in half of the possible categories is as good as one could possibly do. I mean, it's even scored things like Tom Hardy, Best Supporting Actor, which no one predicted. So I think it is quite a comprehensive victory thus far for that. It's weird that the three films with the most nominations, say The Revenant, Mad Max and The Martian, are all sort of populist, because The Revenant even beat Star Wars in some places last weekend, and also Tales of Survival and sort of epic. I mean, it's quite a weird little theme.
They're all quite action-y as well, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, very action-y, yeah.
And Mad Max has quite a variety. I mean, the fact that it's centred, the main character is arguably a woman too, whereas The Revenant and Martian are very sort of male-focused. It's quite nice to see that in too, I think.
Which one nomination appalled you?
I think Tom Hardy for The Revenant is pretty ridiculous, to be honest.
Wow, why do you think that, Ben?
It's like watching a really bad pantomime. I thought he was pretty poor, especially because he pushed out Idris Elba for Beast of the Nation, not himself, but Idris Elba was seen to as quite a front runner for the category to be nominated. And Tom Hardy for The Revenant, I thought he was pretty bad. He's quite a pantomime villain. Catherine's got a great impression, I think, too.
Oh, well, I don't know what you mean, Ben.
The Oscar goes to Catherine Shores.
Actually, I thought he was quite good. I thought the accent was a bit weird, but I thought apart from that, and I'm not a Hardy fan.
He commits, and that's what we like in an actor, isn't it?
Yeah, although he commits to the same thing again and again and
grumbling
again.
Grumbling and mumbling. Last year's nominations prompted people to tweet hashtag OscarsSoWhite. It's good to see that the situation's improved markedly since then, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton got nominated for Best Screenplay for its white screenwriters. That's a real achievement for black people. Even Benicio Del Toro, too, was knocked out for Sicario, no Idris Elba. Compton was locked out of Best Picture. Creed got one for Stallone.
Yeah,
it's a white actor.
But Chris Rock is hosting, so
it's the one black guy involved this year. I thought it was kind of appalling that Brooklyn gets a Best Picture nomination when Straight Outta Compton doesn't. I mean, Straight Outta Compton is not a great film, but for me, it's a better film than Brooklyn.
No, that's just. I mean, it's terrible that Brooklyn got a Best Picture nomination, but there's a hell of a lot of other better films than Straight Outta Compton.
I mean, Creed not getting in, I think, is a real shame, especially when you look at Ryan Coogler's direction, which is really vibrant and exciting, and Room getting a nomination for Lenny Abrahamson for Best Director. Room's a solid film, but I don't think the direction is one of its strong points.
It's his first nomination as well, and quite a surprise, that one.
It's good, isn't it? I mean, that was rather cheery.
He's a nice guy.
But it's a shame, like, Ridley Scott didn't get one. I mean, that was a bit odd. If his film's going to be up for 10, he doesn't get one for director.
And Spielberg as well.
Yeah, Spielberg. I mean, I think that is sort of, you can sort of predict that. I mean, and yet it's wrong, obviously, because Bridge of Spies is exceptionally well directed.
Nothing for Haynes.
No, but again, they're both sort of incredibly well upholstered films whose art direction and so on has been recognised whilst their directors have not.
Do you think the direction gets lost a little bit in that kind of movie, maybe?
I don't think in Carol it does. I think Carol was wildly overrated by a lot of people. I'm surprised Todd Haynes isn't in, though. Again, over Abrahamson, I think Carol, one of the best things was the direction, and I think it's weird that he's not in. And it's a little bit, we were saying earlier, it's kind of strange that all the Best Picture nominees are all straight and white now, which is kind of bad.
We had lofty predictions as well that Netflix might be in the race with Beasts of No Nation, and there's nothing for that, and nothing for Spike Lee's Chirac either.
Yeah, that seems a real shame, actually. That would have sort of helped with not just the diversity, but the general kind of diversity of the list. I mean, it would have been quite nice.
And also the feeling that the Academy and old body like them were starting to look to the future a little bit, right? That streaming services were making films that were seen as artistically significant, which they are. They just haven't been rewarded in that way.
No, I mean, it's an incredible blow for progress. I mean, and much as I love The Revenant, you know, it's kind of Leonardo DiCaprio in this tale of survival. You know, it's a classic Oscar film. It's as predictable as you could come. So yeah, I mean, no gay people, no black people, no newfangled streaming.
And the Danish Girl getting a few nominations as the trans drama. Danish Girl is the straightest trans film ever. So I think you can see why. You can imagine them being like, oh, we've got the Danish Girl a few nominations.
Do you think that's their token diversity card?
There have been a lot of trans reviews and people who've actually hated it who are trans because it's so inauthentic.
Now, Leo's nominated for the fifth time. Is this finally going to be his year, Ben?
I think it will be. I don't think he deserves it because I think he worked very hard. You can tell that. And we've read quite a few pieces about him eating raw bison liver and all that shit.
He got very cold as well.
He got very cold. If it was an award for trying really hard and getting a bit cold, then I think he should
Catherine would win it.
Catherine would win.
And Roger Deakins is nominated for his 13th Oscar, I believe, Catherine.
That's good. I mean, it's a shame that he won't win it because the guy who did
Injustice. It feels horrible.
It's
isn't
terrible.
It?
Is he called Emmanuel Lubezki? Lubezki.
This is the cinematographer of The Revenant.
Yeah, and also for last year's Birdman, which he won, and also for Gravity the year before. So he's going to have 3 for 3, which he totally deserves. Unfortunately, poor old Deakins, because he deserves it too. Because Carrier looked amazing, but nope.
Maybe number 14.
Yeah.
It's been a huge news day because just before the Oscar nominations, about half an hour before, the news broke that Alan Rickman died today, Catherine.
Yeah, that's right. It really overshadowed it. It's been really sort of awful and interesting watching the reaction to it because you've got this awful irony that the Academy never, ever gave him a nomination. He won a BAFTA, he won an Emmy, he won loads of stage awards, but he never got an Oscar nomination. And yeah, I mean, it's really such a singular talent, such an unusual and sort of rare and much loved man who you know, every generation sort of had a stake in. You know, loads of people my age love him, loads of people my mother's age love him, and loads of people who, if I had children, would be my children's age would love him because of Harry Potter. So an extraordinary talent. And you know, when you read and write these stories about him, you are reminded just how much he did, just how unusual he was, just how kind and interesting and nice he seemed. So yeah, that really did overshadow it, and really actually is kind of a healthy reminder that it doesn't matter, and that, you know, when you die and you didn't get an Oscar nomination, people are still really
got a decent
upset,
body of work there as well.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ben, let's say we've got the power to give Rickman an Oscar. What performance are we going to give it to him for?
Ooh, I think Truly Madly Deeply was probably one of his best performances on screen. Really, I think that deserves to be up there. I think he's had a lot of really great supporting performances. Looking forward to
talking about his role in the Texas videos, right?
Yeah, exactly. Looking to next year as well, he's got two more films to come out, and it kind of shows the variety of the films that he would be involved in. You've got Eye in the Sky, which is a really great thriller about drone warfare, and then he's in Alice Through a Looking Glass as well, voicing a caterpillar. So he manages to kind of cross, you know, blockbusters and smaller films too. So I think it's nice that we still have two films for us to look forward to.
And that's it for now. The Oscars will take place on February 28th. We'll be here reporting on the action, wincing at Chris Rock working his way through jokes diluted by the Academy's say-soers, and filling up, if not spilling over, with whatever horrific concoction our annual Oscars drinking game whisks up. A whisk probably will be involved. Your regular daily service resumes on Monday. In the meantime, we'll leave you with this from Alan Rickman as the Sheriff of Nottingham. That's it then. Cancel the kitchen scraps for lepers and orphans. No more merciful beheadings. And call off Christmas. Bye.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.